WJTL, Corey Asbury, The Father's House. Good morning to you. Friend Nanny with you on this Thursday at 7:04.
Hey, good morning, friends. Hope you're doing well. You can join Christy Lee for a themed praise and worship playlist this coming Sunday. It's a focus on a fresh start and a healthy heart in the new year. It's this Sunday morning from 6 to 10 on WJTL.
Joining us live on the phone, our dear friend Julie Baum of Align Life Ministries. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Fred and Annie. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So great to have you on. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning, Julie?
Oh, good morning, Tom, Molly, and Caroline, and all my friends at Align, and all of Lancaster and Lebanon counties. Love you guys. Hope you are waking up to a blessed day.
It would be hard for me to imagine someone not knowing what Align Life Ministries mm-hmm. is all about, but just in case, Julie, tell us all about what you guys do.
Sure thing. Thank you so much. Well, friends, at Align Life Ministries, we align with God to champion the gospel of Jesus Christ and the sacredness of human life. And we do that through pregnancy services, through strategic partnerships, and equipping resources. And people have known us for a long, long time, as you know, Fred and Annie, as Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services. And it's been a great name because that's what we've done. We provide pregnancy care in the Susquehanna Valley, and that's been so wonderful. But over the years, God has been expanding, enlarging our mission a bit here and there, such that we've added equipping resources and strategic partnerships to the mission. He added that for us. And so those things kind of have spilled out beyond the Susquehanna Valley borders. And we realized that our old name didn't quite fit anymore. So as of February of last year, he gave us a new name, Align Life Ministries, because we still do the pregnancy care services. We do that through Align Pregnancy Services, each location that we have in Ephrata, Columbia, Lancaster, and Lebanon. And we offer the equipping resources to churches, ministry leaders, and more, and we partner with other ministries. So it's been such a great thing. You might wonder, like, why do you have to mess with a name that was so good? Like, it was just fine the way it was. But friends, like, yeah. please, you know, try to see it, especially in this day and age, like, just think of it as encouragement that mm-hmm. God is on the move. Yeah. He is growing his kingdom. And we together, like you, our brothers and sisters at JTL, all of us together in these two counties and beyond, like we can just impact more and more people for yeah. Christ, which is what the world needs, as we all know. So thanks for the chance to talk about that.
And the best way I can relate it, Julie, to you, and I think this is an old person's way of looking at it, is somebody that I've known a long time who gets married.
Yes.
And the first thing I think of is their maiden name. And then I have to remember that they have a married name. But still, in my mind, I still think of them as that maiden name,
even though
I know they're married yet. So while I know Align Life Ministries is your name and what you do and is a great new thrust for your ministry, I still think of you as SVPS.
Yeah, that and you and 10,000 other people. We'll take that as a sign of endearment and love, yes. And we love right back at you. It's quite all right. We'll move forward together.
Now, Julie, I'm curious, how has COVID impacted what Align Life is doing this year?
Yeah, it's been difficult, and as just like everybody else, you guys included, you know, we've had to just keep up with the times and keep changing so that we can keep reaching out to clients. And our goal was just to continue serving them because, you know, COVID doesn't impact, babies are still born mm-hmm. and people still need help. And so there was just a dozen ways have learned to change. And with all the difficulties that there have been, just phenomenal lessons that the Lord has shown us that we don't want to lose even after the pandemic is a wonderful distant, like a distant, wonderfully distant memory. So we have learned the significance of the baby care supplies that we offer. You would not believe how God provided for us through the church in the year leading up to before the pandemic. We even knew what that was. Like, churches in 2019, I don't know if you remember back to January of 2019, but that's when New York State had passed that Reproductive Health Act and it legalized abortion up to the moment of a baby's birth. And people just came out of the woodwork, churches, to just want to help. Like the people we didn't even know were out there. What can we do for you? And baby showers. They had so many baby showers for us in 2019 that by the fall of that year, there were two times that I went to a church to pick up the supplies that people had so graciously given us. And I couldn't even drop them off at our Lebanon location. I had to take them to our big garage in Ephrata because I didn't have room to store the things. Wow. And at the end of 2019, we were like, wow, God, 2020 must just gonna, it's going to be a banner year because you've given us so many supplies. Well, then when the pandemic hit in March and the shelves were bare with formula and diapers and wipes, we had plenty because of what the Lord had done through the church. Yeah. And so we stayed open, in terms of being able to serve clients. We pivoted from having them come in to we delivered bags of supplies to their doorstep. We converted our parenting lessons and our prenatal classes to Zoom calls and just doing that so that we could still be there. Like the clients really, really appreciated that. And we became trusted friends, you know, that call once a week, those baby supplies once a week. And they really, really valued that. They saw Jesus at work. They mm-hmm. saw the body of Christ in action. And we were able to partner with other agencies that, you know, would refer, they had to close, but they could refer their clients to us. And really, it was remarkable. And we still now carry on the Zoom lessons, which now allow us to reach people who live beyond walking distance from our location. Meant sometimes our clients, like they and their spouse share a car or they don't have personal transportation. And if they can't walk to us, you know, how do they get their classes? Well, now they can take them online. Mm-hmm. And college students, which were so busy, you know, with all their classwork and maybe working part-time jobs and they didn't really have time to fit in a parenting class or a prenatal class, they don't mind taking a class on Zoom. And when we still are getting baby supplies, God just, he provides so richly for the young family. And we have been able to continue servicing clients with especially the essentials, the diapers, wipes, and formula, without missing a beat. And wow. So, and we even want to maybe lead with that. Like, you know, you used to have to be a client to get those baby supplies for free. But now we're saying, hey, you know, try us out for 6 weeks. See what we're like.
That's
if
really
you'd like
cool.
the baby care supplies, we'll do that. And if you want to sign up for classes, you can. No strings attached.
Mm-hmm. Love it. We needed to hear that kind of good news mm-hmm. today of God's faithfulness, Julie. Thank you. Visit Align Life Ministries online, alignlifeministries.org. We're going to talk more with Julie coming up about Sanctity of Human Life Sunday and how you can get involved with Align Life as well. Music on the way, Carrie Jo Briley.